innercitygeeks.net.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks podcast. It's Steve here, and I'm rolling solo today. Yay! It's been a long time since I did a little bit of a solo show, but figured why not? You know, everybody's a little busy, but I gotta make sure we get some content out for everybody. So, I guess this is gonna be this week's episode. It's gonna be a short one because you know I can only talk for so long to myself. I get into my brains and then my brains don't work very well. So, you know, I'll do what I can. You know, it's fun. I like it. So this week, it's been an interesting week because I've pretty much been working like always, but, back to my regular job, not doing stuff for the stadium or the Super Bowl stuff yet. But it was pretty cool. It wasn't too bad. Was pretty much in charge of the whole week, and which is interesting to see how smooth everything went. I knew it was gonna go smooth because I know what the fuck I'm doing, but it was just like, it was just smooth sailing pretty much for the entire week. There were a couple of hiccups here and there, but nothing that like we couldn't really figure out. But it was pretty cool. And then another thing I did this week, other than the work stuff, was actually I got to rewatch all the prequels, and it was very interesting because I wasn't originally a fan of the prequels. The only one that I really did enjoy was Revenge of the Sith. That was like the best one for me. But then actually sitting down and rewatching all of them, I was like, okay, these actually aren't as bad as I remember them to be. Like, I actually enjoyed a lot of it, including Attack of the Clones. That was my least favorite of all of them, and actually, like, sitting down and actually watching it. Even though some of the CGI and stuff is very cringy, the story's actually not too bad. I enjoyed them. They're not as good as, you know, the original stuff, but still pretty fun. It's a fun watch if you're just watching it just to watch it, and you're not thinking too much about, you know, oh, what the fuck is going on? Why doesn't this make any sense? If you're just going into watch it, not necessarily examine the fuck out of it, it's enjoyable. Like yes, the CGI is weird, but it's still enjoyable. Because when that came out, when those came out, it was at that time that everything was just evolving into what it is now. So, just seeing how everything worked out and how everything turned into what it is now, you kind of like, okay, I just kind of see where everything was going, and see where everything started from. So that was pretty interesting, and it was fun. It was enjoyable, like I said. Not exactly like a must see. You don't have to see them because, of course, you know it's been out for a few years. Well, for probably a decade or so. But it's not something that you need to like go out and be like, okay, yeah, I need to watch this now. So if you have nothing else to do and you actually want to go into it and just give it a watch, why not? Just give it a shot. It's cool. It's fun. What else? Let's see. I still like Attack of the Clones better than all the other ones. But, hey, Brian. Welcome, Brian. How's it going, Brian? You're in the chats over there. But yeah, Attack of the Clones was pretty cool. All the other ones, like I said, Attack of the Clones was okay. But Revenge of the Sith is actually the better one of the three. But you know, it's whatever. You know, I like I said, I enjoyed the three for the most part. Like I said, there were still a lot of cringy parts to these movies, but like I said, going into it and not really giving it too much thought and thinking about all the negative things that I didn't like about them, just going into it and just taking it for what it is for somebody that isn't necessarily like looking into the Star Wars universe as, you know, a huge thing, just going in and seeing it as just a regular movie. It's a fun, they're fun movies. They're not, like I said, they're not great, but they're cool to watch. I don't know if I mentioned it on a previous episode, but I watched this documentary a few weeks ago, or last week or so. Brian says, Seth of Clones is a decent film, and Revenge is indeed the best of the prequels. Yeah, it really is. Yeah, I completely agree. Attack of the Clones is okay. It's not bad, but it's not, like I said, it's not great. It's not the best one of the trilogy, of the prequel trilogy, but it's definitely not the worst. It's not like Phantom Menace. Phantom Menace is still like, eek. It's there are a lot of things that are hard to watch in the Phantom Menace itself, but like I said, Attack of the Clones is okay. It's not too bad. But Revenge of the Sith is actually the best one of the three. Well, I'll say it again. Revenge of is the best of the three. But what I was trying to get at before is that I actually got to watch a documentary on Netflix that I was very interested in. I don't, like I said, I don't remember if I mentioned it on the show before, but what I was talking about is the Night Stalker on Netflix. And it is a very, very, very good documentary. Something that people were really upset about because, of course, it has to deal with, you know, Richard Ramirez and him going on a crazy rampage and pretty much killing a bazillion people in fucking California in like what was the 80s or something like that. And he just killed, like, in a span of, I'm gonna say like 15 days or so, he killed like 35 to 40 people or some shit. A ridiculous amount of people. And not like he planned on doing them. Like they were all random people that he was just going into their houses, scaring the fuck out of them, and then killing them. And it was fucking bonkers. It was one of those, because I heard about him previously on one of the podcasts that I listened to, Time Suck, and they pretty much went into detail about the shit that happened. But just seeing a lot of the what do you call it, the pictures from the thing, from the murders and shit like that, seeing, you know, the weapons that were used, like somebody being stabbed and shit like that, or blood splatter and stuff like that, kind of gave it a whole extra feel, and it basically made you think, like, fuck, people are fucking weird and crazy. Like, of course, this is something that we knew already because, you know, we live in a world that's fucking weird and crazy now. So just think about it back then when there wasn't like the internet or, you know, documentaries about serial killers. It was weird to, it's weird to see how things were back then as compared to what it is now, and then just seeing the fact that all these things, all these murders that happened were literally like not too far from each other and within days of each other, and how it took them a long ass time to figure out, okay, who the fuck is doing this? Because of course it was also the beginnings of a lot of the forensic stuff. They didn't really necessarily have a lot of ideas as to where things were going and how things, and it's basically set up, you know, all the equipment to be like, oh yeah, this is how we figure this out or whatever. Oh, we found the footprint. What the fuck does the footprint mean? They weren't really sure what the fuck it was, but they explained, because one of the things that really got him on it was the fact that like they had found footprints at pretty much all the sites or whatever that literally matched his footprint. And they were like, okay, how do we figure this out? And then they basically went to, because I think that the brand that he was using was ASICS or whatever. And they went to ASICS and found out exactly where in California it was being sold. Because at that point, it wasn't like a huge brand. And it was just recently introduced to California and shit. And they were trying to figure out exactly where it was and where, you know, who bought it and shit like that. And they narrowed it down pretty much to like five people or something like that. And then they also went on, you know, some camera footage and not necessarily, you know, eyewitnesses, because not many people, you know, survived this entire thing. There were a few people that were like, okay, they were barely, you know, barely saved, because of course he liked to be, he liked to scare people and actually go through and actually scare the fuck out of them. And they're like, oh yeah, this is, they're afraid. He would just easily be like, fuck it, I'm going to kill you now because you suck and you're scared of me. And he used that power against them, and he did a lot of shit, and it's not cool. It's some fucked up shit for real. But yeah, that was actually a really good documentary. It's a 4-part series on Netflix, so go check that shit out. It's the Night Stalker. And then there's another one that I'm actually interested in checking out after I saw that on HBO Max. There's one that I'm planning on watching possibly this weekend or during the week or so. But it's it kind of goes along the sides of that. It's not necessarily murdery stuff, but it goes into the mind of the murderers, or, you know, serial killers or crazy people. The documentary is called Crazy, Not Insane. And I've heard a lot of good shit about it. And the fact that it's out there, I'm going to check it out. Because why not? Because it's cool. Yeah, I'll do that. And then it's pretty much this weekend this kid's coming. Well, by the time this episode goes up, it'll already be here. So I'll be pretty much coming off of the Super Bowl. Yeah. I'll be at as of this recording, it's Friday. I'll be I'll be at the stadium, at Raymond James Stadium, where Super Bowl, whatever the fuck it is, will be held. And going to be watching, hopefully, if they put me where I'm supposed to be, I'll be actually watching the game. Watching the Bucks against the Chiefs. Two great teams that have done a really, really good job this year. I'm not necessarily a fan of either team. I don't necessarily, you know, I'm not rooting for either. As far as like, I'm pretty much, if you could say, I kind of work for one team, but like, they're neither one of them are my favorite teams. Like, I'm a big Giants fan, and I'm also a big Ravens fan. But neither team made it. So if I were to choose one team, I'm going to go with the Bucks. Because, of course, like I said, they kind of give me a paycheck. but they both are really, really good teams. And I'm excited to see what they're going to do for this week. It's going to be a really good game. Kind of sad that I'm not going to be able to see the football, the commercials and stuff like that. But the fact that I'll be there with like 22,000 people, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be very interesting, to say the least, actually. It should be fun. It should be cool. Kind of scary a bit, but I do still want to check it out. Because it's a once in a lifetime experience. One, because personally, I don't think I could ever fucking afford a Super Bowl ticket. And secondly, like, It's literally down the block from where I live. Like, it's at Raymond James Stadium, which is not, I guess that's not that far from where I live. I am a fan of football. So, actually watching the big game where everybody's, you know, usually buying big-ass TVs to watch it, I'll be actually experiencing the thing in person. Which not many people, other than the 22,000, are going to be there today. I mean, on Sunday, are experiencing. So that's going to be fun. It's going to be cool. Like I said, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Because I don't think I'll ever be able to fucking afford that. But who knows? Whatever. Then also this weekend, I'm going to be going with my bearded villain on the swamp side. We're going to be doing some charity work this weekend, and it's simple charity work. It's nothing like, oh my god, we're going to be, you know, doing a bunch of shit. The only thing that we're going to be doing this weekend is basically we're going to be handing out water to people, because of course, you know, we live in Florida, and sometimes it gets, even though it's been kind of chilly the last few weeks, we're giving out water to a lot of the less fortunate people that are out there. Not necessarily, you know, homeless or anybody that actually wants some water. Because, you know, instead of spending like $4 or $5 on water in a store, you can get it for free from us. Why not? But yeah, we'll be giving that out. And that's gonna be cool. It's definitely an experience. And it kind of makes you feel good on top of that. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be cool. And then one more thing before I get into the regular geek shit. I'm going to talk about WandaVision. I'm not going to give any spoilers or anything. But holy shit. This last episode of WandaVision is fucking bonkers. Every single episode so far this season has been absolutely fucking insanely amazing. And every episode just builds and builds and builds into something that's like completely mind-blowing. Of course, there are some things that are still unknown as to what else is going to be happening. But then little teasers, little Easter eggs here and there. But this last episode is like, okay, I like what they're doing. I want to see what else they're going to possibly be doing with it. Well, that's going to be super fucking cool. Because, you know, it's a great fucking show, and I'm excited to see what they're going to do and how they're going to explain certain things and how they're going to make things even better. So, yeah, that's going to be fucking cool. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with that. And, yeah, that's pretty much it for I guess, the pre-geek shit. The shit that I've been up to. So, I don't have too much for this week. But I guess we can get into some geek shit now. So some newer geek shit. One thing that happened this week, it's actually a sad thing that happened, but I figured I'd talk about it because, you know, he has been in a lot of shit that we've enjoyed, because, you know, especially being that, you know, we here at Interstate Geeks, we watch a lot of movies, we watch a lot of TV stuff, and we got news that Christopher Plummer died today, Friday. He died at the age of 91. That's sad, dude, because, like, he's done so much good shit in the past, and, he's been in so much shit from, like, one of the first movies that I ever watched was fucking, The Sound of Music. He did that, and he was also in, the Star Trek, and, what was it, the fucking, recently he was in Knives Out, which is, like, an amazing fucking movie. It's actually really fucking good. So if you guys haven't seen Knives Out, go check that shit out. He was in Inside Man. He was in fucking, I think he was in fucking, he was in Up, which is another fucking great movie. But he was in a bunch of shit. In Syriana. What else was it? National Treasure. Yeah, he was in National Treasure. I loved him in that shit. But yeah, it was cool. It's sad to see him go. But it happens. You know, that's what happens when, you know, people get older. And, can't make it after a while. I don't know, that was dumb. That was bad. But, whatever. I don't care. So some good shit that we got this week is, something that's actually really interesting to me. Harry Potter. We've been fans of Harry Potter for some time. They've had a bunch of shit that came out. They had, like, what, 8 movies or so. And we just got news this week that there's a Harry Potter, a live-action Harry Potter series in development for HBO Max. And that should be fucking cool. Because, you know, Harry Potter is one of those things that, you know, it's just a huge fucking world that can be taken in so many different directions. So why not? Like, of course, we've had the regular TV show, but there's also done a spinoff movie, or a set of spinoff movies so far. And we haven't really gotten anything other than that. But the fact that, like, this world is huge. There's so much shit to do with the wizard and stuff like that. That, it's going to be interesting to see what they're going to do for it. There's not necessarily a real word as to who's going to be, you know, acting in them, but the word that is happening is actually really good, because it's something to look forward to, because the stuff that they've put out has been really good. I want to see all of it. I'm not gonna say, like, I know all the houses and shit, but they're fun to watch, and they're fun to fucking to, you know, to get done. So that shit is cool. I want to see what they're gonna do with it, because why not? yeah. And then the other thing, I've always been a fan of Dracula, and just recently got news that Universal is gonna be doing the Dracula again. Of course, they've been doing a lot of the classic monsters. And in doing the classic monsters, they are constantly trying to reimagine what they've been doing, and reimagining what the monsters are, and what they've always wanted to put out. Because, of course, you know, a lot of these people want to bring something different to the table, and in doing that, they've pretty much gotten Chloe Zhao, who did the film Nomadland, and she's gonna be doing a sci-fi western version of Dracula, and that's gonna be really fucking interesting, because it's a completely different take on the whole Dracula thing. The whole Dracula thing and vampires in general, like, you don't really see many westerns with vampires in them, or many vampires in westerns, or just now pretty much not many vampires in general. But I'm excited to see this. I've been a fan of Dracula stuff, of course. You know, Dracula 2000 is one of those not so great movies, but a lot of the vampire shit's been pretty cool. I have enjoyed a lot of it, including, like, True Blood and stuff like that, and, you know, a bunch of all that shit like that. Like, I've always loved it. Blade is something that I'm going to be talking about now. Of course, yeah, Dracula's over. But Blade got news that they actually signed on to write it. A lady that was doing Watchmen for HBO, Stacey Ose I'll say Q4 or Q4. I'll say Q4, I guess. I don't know. I could be saying it completely wrong. But she's gonna be writing Blade, because the dude that's playing Blade was pretty much like, hey Marvel, why don't you, being that it's gonna be, a huge black star, why don't we get black writers to do it? And Marvel's like, sure, let's do it. That was some fucking cool thing. That's a cool fucking shit right there. Blade is fucking awesome. I've always loved Blade, and then seeing Blade on the movies previously was super exciting. Like, I enjoyed the shit out of the Blade movies. And seeing that they're actually gonna be doing Blade again is it's fucking cool. I want to see what they're gonna do with it, especially with the dude that's playing on me. He's a really good fucking actor. Yeah, so I want to see what they're gonna do with it. Yeah, and I think that's pretty much all I got for this week. I don't really have too much. it was a pretty slow week. There wasn't really much going on this week as far as geek news. So I figured it's just putting out just a little taste of me just talking to myself for like, half an hour would be okay. Because you don't want to listen to me for too fucking long. Because then you'll just get bored. Because I can talk for a while, but I also I don't wanna bore people. Because boring people is not fun. It's interesting, but it's not fun. So go to innercityeast.net. Got a whole bunch of shit up there. You got the Inner City East podcast. You got it's popping. Comics with the water, manga time, anime world. All the shits. Check out all the shit that we have. We got good stuff over there. All the old shows, all the new shows, everything. Cause why not? You could find the show on SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts. What the fuck is Spotify? Yeah. And go check us out on Spotify. It's a great fucking place. I fucking love Spotify. One of my favorite places to go. I listen to a bunch of shit. Because I like music, and I like movie and everything that has to do with music. Could pretty much find it there. So go do that on Spotify. Then you can find the show on the Facey Space, so faceyspace.com/innercitygeeks, on Twitter at innercitygeeks, on Instagram at innercitygeeks. You can find me at Instagram and Twitter at InnerCityGeeks. No. Well, you can find me there too. But you can find me on Twitter at Mr. Jackal, MasterJackal. And yeah, keeping it short this week, because why not? But like I always do, bringing some music. Always bring music, because I like music, because music is great. And it makes me feel good. And the song that I'm bringing to you now is actually from a band that I didn't know anything about until earlier this week. And I heard this song and I was like, holy shit, this shit is great. And the band that I'm talking about is Kingdom of Giants. And the song that I'm going to be playing is The Night Shift. Because it's fucking good. So, check it out. It's fucking good. Let me know what you think of the song. Let me know what you think about the episode. Even if you thought it was dog shit, just let me know. I like hearing about dog shit. I don't like picking it up, but hearing about it, makes me feel good because you're giving me feedback, But yeah, Don't be a dick. But always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.